Welcome, gorgeous souls, to my second episode of Heart Flow Healing with Caroline. And today I love to share about who we are. Do you know who you are? Who you truly are? Do you have an inkling of your essence, of your true essence? We are so often in the outside, and the outside influences us. When we are stressed or overthinking or taking care of everybody else, we lose the sense of who we are. When so much news is coming in, when we are outside with lots of people, we sort of dilute our essence as well. And we lose track of who we are. We are born, we are a baby, we are a daughter, son. We are classmates, we are friends. We become a wife or a partner, a mom, a job title. And sometimes we lose track of who we are. Who are you? What's your true essence? And we can only find and reconnect it when we reconnect with our heart. We can't find ourselves in the busyness of every day. We can't find our essence while doing so much or getting all the news. We can't. We lose track of ourselves when we are stressed or overdoing. It's all good. We are human. Humans here on Earth experience an earthly life. That's what we came for. But we have the essence of our heart, our true connection. The essence of our soul, who we truly are, and what we are here to do. Taking time to clearing our energy daily is a good practice because only when we sort of clear the energy, when we clear the noise, when we clear all the connections that hold us back or sometimes let us jiggle, then we can feel back to who we are. Because with all the noise going on or with all that pull and push, we don't have the quiet, we don't have the space of connecting to our true essence. And only when we feel connected to who we are, what our true essence is, can we live our life. Because otherwise we feel, oh, we're over here. Oh, no, we're there. Oh, where are we? What am I? And then you're just reacting to events, hearing things, and then you're feared, hearing. Then you're excited. But being proactive and coming back to your heart, to your true essence, helps you lead your life your way. And I know we are told so many things and we try to fit in as sensitive souls. We try to please others. As empaths, we sense other people and try to help them, and we forget about us. We love to nurture others. We love to look after our children, our loved ones, and we forget to nurture ourselves. We can nurture ourselves when we have a true connection to who we are, to our true essence. Only then can we stand tall and proud in the truth of who we are, deeply connected to Earth and to the universe, to the angelic realm, to the support system we have. Because in the everyday, we lose that. We feel a bit more under the wind, under the weather. We miss the connection, that trust, that guidance, that support we are always connected to. But it's sort of like our ears shut down, our senses shut down, our intuition is sort of blocked when we're too busy or too overwhelmed with all the influence from the outside world. So we can only be true to ourselves when we clear the energy, when we connect to our heart and our true essence and know what we want. So often we make decisions up here. That's a good decision because of that, the logical thing. But our heart, our intuition already tells us well before what's good. What's good for the higher perspective? What's good in our life, in our learning path here? And what's truly good for our own good and our own heart? So take a minute to clear our energies and connect to our heart. Clearing our energies is cutting all the cords to everything that is sort of pulling at us or influencing us. It's also sort of quiet the mind and just sensing into our essence. It's like a shower in the morning. We shower our energy system and we feel good and refreshed. And then we are open to connect within. Whereas if we're always in the outside, we can't listen within. So a daily short meditation practice when you can listen within is awesome. Clearing your energies is essential. And coming back to your heart is what helps you keep forward and keeping the trust and knowing, truly knowing who you are and what your essence is, and also knowing what you need in this moment. I usually clear my energy with Archangel Michael, with his sword to cut all the cords. And then it's sort of like turning off all the radio stations that are running at the same time. And then you feel like, oh, this is peace, this is calm, and this is me. Imagine yourself walking through a waterfall, washing away everything. And of course, connecting to Mother Earth, to the heart of Mother Earth. Letting that beautiful red nurturing energy fill you up. And then connect to the universe, to the beautiful white light, and cleanse your whole system. And then you're truly anchored, truly in your own essence. And then you can connect to your heart by touching your heart with your hands and taking a deep breath. And asking yourself what you need and connecting to your heart. And also get insights into decisions you need to make. That's the space you are, and that's who you are. A apart from being a partner, a mom, family, and a job. But this is who you are in your heart. And that's important, that we reconnect with that and feed it. As more we reconnect, the more we know, the more we trust, the more we can move forward. And at the beginning, it's maybe like a little sprout coming out of the soil. And you feel a bit weak, or snow is coming. And then you grow, and you grow, and you grow. And that sprout grows and gets more steady, bigger, sturdier, more grounded. And that's then truly that connection that feeds you, and you can easily get back to. The more you practice coming back to your heart, the easier it gets over time. And that I just have to sort of like touch my heart, take a breath, and then I'm back in my essence. I'm back in my inner calm, inner peace, and who I am. So let's do that together. Sit comfortably, lie down, and just take a deep breath, close your eyes, breathe into your belly, truly expand your belly, and let go. Take another deep breath and let go, asking Archangel Michael to be with us, cutting all the cords all around us so we feel calm and more centered and connect more with our true essence. Now imagine yourself walking through a beautiful waterfall, washing away all the sorrow, all the pain, all the worries, and all the fears. As you step through this waterfall, it just washes away all the stuck energy. You come out on the other side feeling refreshed. You might feel a tingling, like you're sparkly. The sun is shining, and you feel at ease. You feel connected to Mother Earth, deep, deep roots down into Mother Earth, bringing up fresh energy, nurturing loving energy into your feet, your legs, your hips, your body, your arms, your neck and head. Just feel into this nurturing, loving energy filling your whole body. As we connect to the universe and feel that beautiful white light coming down into our crown, soothing our brain, our eyes, nose, ears, mouth, throat, easing our shoulders and arms, filling our body, hips, legs, and feet. That supporting, loving white light, gaining the trust, having faith, knowing you're supported. Just take a moment to feel into it. And being ready to stepping forward as you go. You see a little bench, you sit down. You feel grateful for having this space for yourself. You touch your heart. You just breathe into your heart. Take another deep breath, and you feel connected to your heart and your true essence. This is who you are can always come back to who you are. Take another deep breath and now ask yourself, what is it that I need? And just listen, feel into the answer. It might come as a voice in your inner ear, as a picture in your inner eye, might come as a sense into your body, or it might come just as a knowing. Just take it and be open to receive it. Take another deep breath. Be grateful for who you are, for your heart, for your space. Take another deep breath, and when you're ready, you can come back into the here and now. Open your eyes. You can do that regularly. The more you do it, the more you connect to you. Essence and who you are, the truer you can be, the easier you feel who you are. And you also feel when you're sort of a bit aside of who you are. Remember, inner peace, inner calm, and connecting to your heart while also clearing your energy. I am sending you so much love. If you liked it, share it with a friend. And I am here for you. If you love to know more about connecting to your heart, self-love, and clearing your energy, have a fabulous time. Thank you.